shine, little Uber, liver, liver, leaf.
Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned into KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill Spears, here with the worms. It's Lance and Lulu. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good to be here. And I want to say howdy thanks to Amber Kleinman for sitting in last week. Have the voice of an angel?
Yeah, we had mm-hmm. a lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun, and it was great.
She's a worm herself, so mm-hmm.
she is. Her place is amazing.
Amazing.
She's right up there in the top 10.
Yeah. I'd say so.
Five.
Great to have her here. And
top
thank
five.
You. And Jeff's in the control room ready to take your call because we're live, ready to take your call. 527-4868-1866, KVNF now, or email worm@kvnf.org. And last week, boy, you guys talked about all kinds of stuff, mostly that the frost had wiped some stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
And cleanup mode, and that's going on hot and heavy right now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lots
oh,
of
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything that's going dormant, in other words, if the leaves start to turn yellow or brown, it's done photosynthesizing. And you could cut those off if you want. And any annuals, the same thing. Just pull them or cut them off. I like to cut things off because if you pull, you're getting a lot of roots.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do that
and dirt.
Too.
And
yeah.
Also, when that root dies, it leaves an air and moisture hole that goes down into the ground.
Yeah, you leave mm-hmm. you leave more behind almost than you're taking off.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
It's really good to leave the roots in the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that too. Never mind.
Soil health.
Yeah, soil health.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to wait for that stuff to actually turn yellow? I mean, you
I
want,
mean if you're in the mood,
then
if you're yeah. in the mood, go for it.
That's my problem, right? You're talking about cleaning up, but I'm
the whacker and the hacker.
Whacking, chop and drop, and but I'm still into serious. I just finished the grapes. Thank God.
Let's talk about that. I'm going to give the numbers while we talk about that. 527-4868-1866 KVNF. Now, you brought a beautiful sampling of
Garden Delight. Yeah, this is pure Concord grape juice. It doesn't. Mm. This is what it used to taste like
mm-hmm.
back
mm-hmm.
in the day before they started putting corn syrup and artificial
right.
flavors.
Oh, my goodness. Yep.
And
this
all of that.
This is the real deal.
Yeah, this is the real deal. So I'm still doing that. I'm still, you know, I'm out there going, oh, God, what do I have to do next? I still have a
more
lot
grapes,
of.
More grapes, more grapes.
No, but they're done.
They're done.
Done. Done.
Yep.
So, now it's cleanup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what about those little critters eating your grapes?
I don't know what that was. Mm-hmm. When I was just, what, it, Lance, we don't know.
We don't
like
know.
A little leaving the skins.
But it's got to be something small. Okay, so you want to hear the story of the chipmunk? We don't have chipmunks so much because I have two cats. The neighborhood crawls with cats, right?
Yeah.
So they don't have a chance. There's no, I never have mice, you know, one or two dead mice in the summer because the cats are on it and like that. But, yeah. Somebody was up in the high country the other day, and a chipmunk got into their truck, and then they opened the door, and the chipmunk came flying out and ran under the truck and out into the street and made it across the street to Dave's house, and so we now have a resident chipmunk.
Oh, okay. Boy.
But
that critter better be careful.
Yeah, but right, you better.
But chipmunks like his seeds.
But it's not going to climb up there.
No.
It's not the one eating your grapes.
No, no.
Delicately.
No, I don't think so.
No, that's, I think it's either a bushy-tailed wood squirrel or a pack rat. And sometimes
God forbid a pack rat.
We sometimes call these bushy-tailed wood squirrels pack rats, and they're not. It's a squirrel. And they're nocturnal.
Well, yeah. This is definitely a nocturnal creature because I was out there last night. Or the night before, and I assessed the damage, which wasn't much at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I even left some grapes out there so that it wouldn't be, you know, totally depressed to come back and not have any grapes at all.
Yeah.
But it was very delicate about, you know, just, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
just the
yeah. raccoons
just
don't,
the skins.
Raccoons
yeah, no
don't
way it was a coon. No
eat
way.
The skins either. But they make a holy mess out of everything.
Yeah,
they are kind of sloppy.
Yeah, and there's raccoon poop everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're big. If they got up in that arbor, they would have trashed
and laughed the whole time.
And been laughing all the way home.
Unlike the bushy-tailed wood squirrel.
Yeah, who better not be
he
a pack rat.
Delicately climbs.
Because I'll be out there going, Jed, get my gun.
Right.
Bring the daisy. I'm ready. Pump her up. I got him in my sights. Filthy little rats. Whatever.
527-4868. 1-866 KVNF now.
Yeah, you really should get in on this conversation because, yeah, as you can tell, it goes south pretty quick around here. So,
All right, we're going to just curve up, go a little bit southwest, talking about compost because we're down to what, last bits of compost?
This is the last pile I make for the year, and it will get finished sometime in November. It will be so wet that I won't be able to dry it out and shred it. So this is what I put on my perennial beds in the fall. I'll put on my perennial flower beds, the asparagus around the asparagus, those kind of places. And it'll still be coarse. Mm. And it'll sit there all winter and eventually break down.
Right. I was thinking of that too. I was thinking about, I still have some hay bales left in the chicken yard. Mm. So I was thinking if I was going to make it easy on myself and just take the hay bales over and mulch with that, or
I love the way you use hay bales.
Get the rototiller out and rototill the chicken yard and do it that way.
Yeah, and you can, this is just me, and what I do is at this point, I'll take all of my garden waste and pile it in my big bins there. And people will come to my place, oh, that's a compost pile. It's actually not. It's just storage. But I will throw water in there and I will, what else will I do? All winter long, I throw my gray water on that.
Do you throw any manure in there?
I can, you know.
It's like a pre-compost pile?
Yeah, it's pre. I get started, and then in the springtime, I'll start pulling that apart and making the big piles that I actually
turn. Right, I just have the one bin, and every time I brim it with debris, because I thinned out, we were talking about annuals and stuff. I cut all the dead parts off my iris zinnias, and now they're reblooming, and it's
ooh,
just
lovely.
Heaven.
Love
you know,
that
the parts
color
that didn't get frozen are reblooming.
Uh-huh.
Great idea.
What's not to love about that?
Trim those babies back.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are slacking. You should give us a call. Save us from ourselves. 527-4868. 1-866 KVNF now.
Now. I did want to ask something about that compost thing. You have critters in your compost.
Oh.
Turkey in the compost. What do you say?
Yeah. Well, the turkeys have decided that that's a great place to feed.
That's great.
And so they're tearing the piles apart. And if I'm not home, they'll tear it apart for sure. And I chased them off twice yesterday.
Oh, really?
These are wild turkeys? The
wild turkeys. It's comical. And
Jed,
part of the problem is there's bugs in it. And the other thing is every compost pile, I'm using one bale of oat hay. And oat hay has lots of seeds in it.
Oh, where are you getting your oat hay?
I got that from a friend. I'll ask if he has it. I'll give you his phone number.
Okay, good. Because I only need like 2 bales would be great and 3 would be supreme.
And you want oat hay because?
I put it in the chicken where they roost in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, the way it breaks down and the way it's so easy to clean.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. And it's insulation. So, I insulate their hidey hole in the winter. Mm-hmm. And it just works. It's better than using hay.
Yeah, another thing that's in my compost piles, and they just love it, is the toads.
Oh, really?
The young toads. The big toads aren't. They buried themselves someplace, but the young toads get in there.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're just having a good time. They're not down in the real hot. They're up above it, but the bugs are, so they not only are staying warm, but they're eating pretty good.
That's so fabulous. Yeah. What a
I love it.
I do too.
And I can see you when you go home tonight. You darn turkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Jed, get the gun. Bring Mama gun. Bring the daisy over. Pump her up. Bring her over.
Yeah.
You got to love it. You know, I mean, it's a cycle of life. You got to stay somewhat within the boundaries, but at the same time,
Everybody, yeah, they all adapt to it.
Everybody's got to stay in
Everybody's
their boundaries,
going for it,
you
exactly.
know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's got to be mindful of everybody else. Everybody's got to eat.
Yeah.
Everybody except us is just groceries for somebody else. So.
Well, I was thinking of raccoons, and I still got the raccoon coming through, but there's really not. In our mind's eye, there's no fruit, there's no grape, there's no corn, but they're omnivores. Mm-hmm. And what this raccoon is looking for now is those big fat grasshoppers.
Oh,
that
are so,
really?
Yeah, they're getting those guys. And the other thing that they're eating that I've started noticing that some of the shoulders of my carrots are being chewed on just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And so it's eating the mice that are there. And I'm sure if there's a few frogs or toads, it's going to go for that. But that's what so right now it's actually in a beneficial mode.
Yeah, raccoons.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk that?
It's eating mice, grasshoppers, and the voles. I don't think I have voles, but there could be some.
Mm-hmm.
So go for it.
And they get them. So do you reckon the grasshoppers have already laid their eggs?
The ones that I'm seeing now, no. They're still big and fat and stuff. But there's plenty out there.
Yeah,
And this flock of turkeys that's cruising through our area, their beaks are to the ground, and they're just picking up every last one that's still there out in the fields. Yeah.
Right.
What a bummer.
Good eating.
Cold, damp, but this kind of weather does an extreme number on grasshoppers.
They don't like it.
They don't like
it.
They
hate
can't bear it. They're just sitting there. So it's a really good weather to, and if we see them, pick them up and throw them to your chickens. Do something.
It's a good time to pick them up, too, because they're kind of just lazy.
Yeah, they're lethargic. Yeah. Have you ever been bitten by a grasshopper that you picked up?
No.
They will.
Really?
Yeah, and it's quite a pinch.
Uh-huh.
They will. If you're not careful, they will bite you. Who can blame them?
Well, I think everybody should go for it and report in on that.
Well, I think so, too. You ever been bitten by a grasshopper?
Right.
It's kind of like,
I keep on getting stung by wasps. But
yeah.
Here's something new for you, Lance.
My wasps are gone.
Oh, really?
I was pounding a metal roof down, and they flew out.
Oh. They were stuck underneath.
Yeah, and they came out. And you just get plantain, chew on it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I chewed on it, and within 5 seconds, the sting was gone.
The sting is gone.
Chewed on it and then put it on the spot?
On the spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plantain is a weed, and there's narrow leaf and there's
broad leaf.
Mm-hmm. And they both work.
And everybody's got it. I mean, you almost can't have it. If you've got any driveway or rocky spots or,
even a lawn.
You
can tell what it is it has a long stem and just the flowers at the very top. And they're inconspicuous to the seed heads at the top.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's the broadleaf one.
Uh-huh.
And I mean the lance leaf one. But then the broadleaf plantain, I'm aiming for the right spot. No. Okay, never mind. That has nothing to do with the audience. The broadleaf plantain has this long, skinny thing that comes up out of the center, and it's completely covered with seeds, and the seeds drop off.
Yeah, it is different.
Yeah, it's different.
But either one works, though.
One works. Yeah, they work. It works on everything. It works on mosquito bites. It works on wasps.
Yeah.
It works on bee stings. It works really well. But the trick is that you have to
chew it,
and then it's your saliva reacting with the plant that makes it work for you.
Yeah, kind of activates something
in
there.
And it can be bitter. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it can.
Just know that it's going to be bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
I like that. Mosquitoes seem to be lower. Oh, spider bites too.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll work on
stuff.
A spider bite like a cuckoo thing. It's great.
I'm going to look up that picture of plantain just so I know what it is. In a pinch, I'm going to need that for first aid.
Yeah, you've got one somewhere. Mm-hmm. We promise. It just happens. It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, 527-4868-1866, KBNF now. Lance, you wanted to talk a little bit about potatoes.
Oh, potatoes? Potatoes? Well, mine have all been dug. Once it started getting cold and damp soil, and the plants were technically dead, I leave them in there as long as possible, but they will either start growing again
or rot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you definitely don't want them to rot. And if they start growing, they don't store as well. So those are the ones that you would eat first. So if you still got them in the ground, get them out.
What about baby onions?
Baby onions?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to leave them there, what are you going to use them for?
Well, I don't know.
Green onions or, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to rot eventually.
Baby onions will, they're, what there is new roots have come out and they're going to start growing again.
Yeah.
And we mentioned this last week with Amber to pull your onions. Because the new root, and I did. Thursday, I was at some, last week, I was at somebody's house harvesting, and I pulled those onions out, and yeah, all the new roots, white roots were growing again.
We're right there.
Yeah.
Somebody was asking me that about garlic, too, and you do. You have to mm-hmm. pull it.
I mean, potatoes, onions, garlic.
You know, if you leave mm-hmm. your garlic in the ground, yes. I mean, especially this variety I have at my house that I call Letty's garlic.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, I don't harvest it, but it just keeps spreading and spreading.
Uh-huh.
And it gets less and less desirable as garlic per se.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fabulous as garlic greens in the spring.
Right. Yeah. That's that thing you come home to that's right there for you.
Just mm-hmm. right there, ready to go.
Let's talk about what's in the garden. 5274-868-1866 KVNF now. You both have still a lot of stuff left in the garden.
I haven't touched my beets. my arugula is going to be made into pesto.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking maybe it would get started today, but no.
No.
I'm going to go home and eat instead. And get to it tomorrow.
A long list. I got all your fall greens that
collards, mm-hmm.
lettuce,
collards,
spinach,
and kale.
Kale, cilantro, parsley, cabbage.
Parsley, I have so much.
I plant cabbage for late fall harvest for winter storage. So they still got a month out. Beets, of course, carrots. I just harvested the winter squash, the amaranth and pearl millet because of the wet season. I wanted to let them dry, so they'll be harvested this weekend. There's still tomato plants. Don't ask me why I covered them, but I did. I'm not a tomato fan, but I did.
I know. What are your baby tomato plants this year?
I want to get those New Jersey Devils. Is that what
Jersey Devils.
They're turning yellow. Mm-hmm. Celery, finocchio, which is that bold fennel, chard,
mm-hmm.
peas, daikon radish, both reds and whites. Raspberries are still producing. And I wanted to say something about celery. Mm-hmm. In the spring when you plant it, when it's young, mm-hmm. there's some magic number. It's either 57 or temperature, 57 or 59. If it gets that cold when they're young, they immediately go to seed.
Oh.
Don't plant them. Celery, even though it's a green.
You mean if it gets that cold at night?
Yeah.
Then you got to wait.
So it's actually a hot weather. It's from the Mediterranean.
Yeah, for sure.
So you have to wait till after that, or if it's going to get cool, cover it.
Okay. Or let it go to seed.
So this is the next spring thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so speaking of that, do you think we're going to get a frost tonight? Oh, look.
I had one this morning.
You did?
Yeah. It's still always possible. Just depends on their flow. I'll come home and take me 10 minutes to cover what I want to cover.
What are you covering?
I actually cover all that lettuce and spinach,
mm-hmm.
and I'll cover the finocchio. I'll cover the beets. Even these things are really hardy, but if they get frozen,
goes
I want them
faster.
If they get frozen, they slows them down. I still want them to be growing, so that's why I'm covering them. It's not that they can't be handle this frost, but mm-hmm. I want them to still grow. So being frozen will slow them down because then they have to thaw out and start growing again.
Right. Well, Jeff is right on it there in the control room. The forecast for here in Paonia tonight is 47, high 79 tomorrow.
Oh, yeah,
Indian
buddy.
Summer.
Yeah, really.
I can wear a T-shirt instead of thinking about how cold I'm going to be.
Well, my shorts have been put away.
Mine, too.
Yeah.
Mine, too. Well,
how about
your socks? They just went into the drawer. They just went
socks
into
come
the
out
drawer.
Yet?
Oh, yeah. Look at me. I'm wearing them.
What?
It's kind of strange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lance has been out in the mud. If we were going to do the dirty hand report, it is.
Yeah, they're not pretty.
Mm-hmm. Mine aren't too bad because I was doing the grapes, but
yours are just purple Urkel.
Yeah, mine are mm-hmm. kind of funky, but that's okay.
And you have lots of stuff dry, and everybody has stuff dry and everywhere.
Everywhere. Mm-hmm. The floor space or level space is not available.
Yeah. The trailer's full.
The trail has got over 2,000 books in it.
Oh, that's so there's right. nothing that's in true. The trail. Storing the books.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but the all my tables, all my floors, except for my bedroom. There's baskets of garlic, baskets of onions. There's tarps of dry beans.
Mm-hmm.
There's baskets of dry beans on my counters. There's flats with prunes drying and grapes drying. And, you know, I have one spot that I can sit at my table.
Right. I just cleared a lot of mine off. Uh-huh. I sent my tomatoes that I harvested that were waiting to when I freeze the San Marzanos,
mm-hmm.
I harvest them and I let them all get real uniformed red
right.
color.
Yeah.
And so I sent those on a river trip.
Mm.
And I'm
what
pretty
a treat.
Sure. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure the sun golds will make it through this tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, it doesn't matter because they're still good. You take them off the vine and they're still
mm-hmm.
good.
Yummy.
They don't,
yeah.
you know, especially for me where I'm going to just dry them anyway. So.
Yeah.
It's all good. So
I think that's going to be my plant for next year that I'm going to
add. Sun golds?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you better get yourself a 12-foot trellis because that's what I'm going to do
right?
next year. I'm going to war with those rascals. I will
wow.
make them stand up, damn it.
That's great.
Yeah, they'll be fine. They'll all be fine.
And, Lance, you already have your fall spinach in the ground.
Next spring's kit.
Right, but it's... Yeah. What you planted this fall.
I planted it.
It was confusing.
10 days ago or so. So it should just start be popping up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's the only thing I'm watering at this point.
Right. What about watering? You guys were talking about that before
oh,
the
yeah,
show.
No.
I'm done
we're
watering.
Done. Yeah.
And the only thing that would make me water is, two things. One, when I plant the garlic in late October. Early mm-hmm. November,
yeah.
And you don't have to water it,
but
if I have the water, I will.
Mm-hmm.
And if it stays dry for 2 weeks or so, I will water the fruit trees and grapevines one more time
mm-hmm.
just to go through winter.
My stuff will be wet, you know, because it's
yeah.
just so protected back there.
Mm-hmm.
It took forever for it to dry out today,
yeah.
you know, so I'm not going to bother.
Yeah, and I know that if I started watering the carrots, they'll even start to rot on the sides. There's
mm-hmm.
some bug that... gets in there and
right.
just on the side. It's just you can cut it off easily.
Yeah, it's no big deal. But if you're selling them or bringing them mm-hmm. somewhere, they look not
yeah.
so great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but they're fabulous still. You mm-hmm. totally go for it. It could be roly-polies. It could be slugs, and the
mm-hmm.
slugs can be teeny.
Yeah.
You know, like a half an inch, quarter of an inch
uh-huh.
long.
And just one bug bites it, and
everybody else goes
to the party.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
And in general, isn't overwatering at this time of the year going to invite
yeah,
all of
no,
that?
Yeah, no, it's not a great idea.
Yeah, no, just stop watering.
Mm-hmm.
And,
maybe
and
Delta or Grand Junction
yeah,
is dry, but
where
up here,
it's super dry, but up here not so much. And the soil goes back, it gets a better texture at this
mm-hmm.
time of year. It goes back to being, well, if it was clay before, now it's still going to be clay. But if you've worked on your soil and you've got a fairly decent texture going
yeah.
out there, the cracks go away and it gets
mm-hmm.
for me anyway, it starts to
yeah.
get better
yeah.
again. It gets malleable would be maybe.
Mm-hmm. Right, there
yeah.
you go.
Get your rototiller in there and just lightly till the top layer. We were talking about that last week too, Jill.
Yeah, I listened to the show. You can do that online, kvnf.org. And it was a good show. And I heard you guys talking about tilling the soil lightly. And
letting the chickens out.
And letting the chickens
mm-hmm.
out, yeah.
yeah.
And there's something about, you read about grasshoppers that sort of supported that, Lance.
Yeah,
am I remembering that correctly?
Well, the question was to help with grasshoppers and bugs. And I mentioned tilling lightly to bring up the larvae that have started to winter over, get ready for winter over, and then you let
mm-hmm.
your chickens in. I don't have chickens, but I'll till lightly and
you
I'll leave
turkeys.
The garden.
Yeah, you got turkeys, right?
I got turkeys. I got magpies. I have blue jays. I have
yeah.
you know all these other bugs or birds that come in, and we'll take care of that.
Yeah.
The robins are still eating away.
Right, they're still
yeah,
around.
Yeah, I had a
I
robin.
Love it. The birds
yeah,
are
the
great
robins.
Right now.
I had a robin around in the arbor the other day,
mm-hmm.
and I noticed this year they were conspicuously short. There weren't a lot of them in my neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Robin wise, you're right.
Yeah,
there was not a big robin population.
It was
yeah,
sparse.
And I had 20.
And you had all, so they were and all I down had at probably your house.
And I had three generations of magpies.
Oh, damn. Yeah, that's great.
Oh, wow.
The magpies in the jay population is really big right now.
Yeah.
Which is actually a good thing because that means that, just FYI, West Nile virus is low and that they've adapted to it and have...
On the comeback.
On the comeback, yeah. Because when it first came, that's what it gets into hardcore are all the curbits, the jays, the magpies, the all those kinds of birds. Yeah. And then curbits, whatever. Kermits, whatever. Anyway, so they have really rebounded.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love it.
Yeah, that's a good thing. They've they've gotten their, you know, vaccinations and their immune shots. And
there you go. Good way to think about it.
And they're bouncing. They're bouncing back.
Just thinking of bugs, I was cleaning up a friend's squash patch last week.
Oh, the squash
bugs. And the squash bugs were here and there. And when you're cleaning up your squash patch, look around because there was from juveniles to adults in there. And you can take care of a few generations real quick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you see squash bugs. So every year I get squash bugs in my house.
In winter,
always find one. And they're in these really bizarre places.
They're
not in my garden. They're in my house.
They're in the house. The other place that you'll find squash bugs is in the cucumber patch. They migrate over there. They generally don't feed on cucumbers, but they were there. So I found some in that same yard. I found some squash bugs in that cucumber patch.
And I'll tell you, one of the best ways to get rid of them, and this is if you have a huge population of box elders, vacuum them out.
Vacuum them out.
Go get your vacuum. Go get, you know.
That's how that
I have the shop
vacuum.
Squash
bug got in your house.
Go get
crawled
the shop.
Out of your vacuum.
Yeah, crawled out of my vacuum. Go get the vacuum, the shop vac or whatever. Or if you have one of those little handheld things and just go out there and wail on them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. And then take the bag out and burn it. Really go brutal on
in the middle of the street.
Yeah, take it out, drive
Stop
over it,
uh-huh.
run over it a few times with your truck or whatever. You know, just take it all
take
out.
Care of
take it.
It
out, man. Just take it out.
So,
yeah,
I have figured out my garlic spaces.
You have.
So
you got that all.
One area's got the compost, and I tilled in the buckwheat cover crop that was on it, and so that's going to sit there until it's time to plant. And the other one, I might have mentioned that sometimes I will figure out where next year's squash patch is going
to
be.
Oh, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
I will plant three rows on the outside edges of that squash bed. Because by the time the squash is running, the garlic is ready.
It's out, yeah. It's really brilliant.
So
you get two crops off the same spot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And stuff.
That's
so,
probably what I'm going to do. I know where I'm going to put my garlic.
So I'm prepping
that
area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the only problem is my squash was near there last year, so maybe I'll have to rethink this.
In a small space, you're all right.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I'm going to have so much fun with my squash list. Hey, you want to hear my Sun Gold poem?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and then we have to get off the air. It goes like this. Sun Golds, well named. If gold had a flavor, this would be it. Ta-da.
That's lovely. Haiku?
I don't know.
Close enough.
Close enough. Yeah.
I like
Haiku
it. Thanks for sharing that.
It has too many rules.
Yeah. That sounded great. And you're right. It's the end of another half hour. We're going to be back next Tuesday at 6:30. It's One Woman's Perspective coming up next. Great to be here. Thank you, Lance, Lulu.
Thank
Have a good
you,
week.
Jill,
that was nice.
And everybody
Thanks.
For listening. We know you're out there.
Right? Thanks for listening to As the Worm Turns on KVNF.
Good night.
Good evening.
I don't know who you took a shine to or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. The whole little worm knows.